With a new batch of tenants set to move into a temporary supportive housing facility in Nanaimo, neighboring residents are becoming increasingly frustrated with the length of time it's taking for a permanent facility to be built. The temporary 50-unit facility, called Newcastle Place, opened after an encampment of about 300 unhoused people. At the time, the largest in the province, was dismantled in 2018. The understanding in the neighborhood was that the permanent building would be completed by now, Karen Kuvitsa, president of the Newcastle Community Association, said Thursday. During consultations in 2020 about the design of the site and building, neighbors were told a contractor had been hired and drilling had been done at the site. "We are going into our sixth year now, since the temporary facility opened, and still no permanent development." Kuvitsa said permanent housing would bring some stability to the neighborhood, so the length of time it's taking is a huge frustration. BC Housing says it has no estimated start date for construction. Its plans for the site still have to go through City Hall for rezoning and development and building permits. The temporary facility is a collection of one-level modular buildings behind a fence on a Terminal Avenue property purchased by BC Housing in late 2018. It has a controlled entrance, security cameras, washrooms, laundry and a dining room for 50 residents. Clients have their own small rooms and can get referrals to treatment, on-site health services, and life skills programming. It's in the Newcastle area of Nanaimo, which is just north of downtown and known for its historic homes, bordered on the east by the water and by the old ENN railway route to the west. On its website, site operator Island Crisis Care Society says Newcastle Place served 102 clients and provided 21,128 bed nights in the 2022-2023 year. Of those, 45% were women and 55% men. The current batch of clients is set to move out this month to a permanent supportive housing facility called Cornerstone on Prideaux Street, BC. Housing says 50 new interim residents are moving into Newcastle Place, which provides much-needed opportunities for vulnerable individuals to access warm, safe spaces with support, while it continues to develop permanent housing. The Ministry of Housing has strong concerns about the number of people experiencing homelessness in Nanaimo and the lack of shelter beds in the community, it said. 2 5-story buildings are proposed for the property. BC Housing is anticipating a building with 50 studio units of supportive housing will be constructed first, followed by a 44-unit affordable rental complex for those with low incomes. Kuvitsa is hoping the permanent housing would include regular community meetings where everyone can voice concerns and ideas, as happens with the temporary facility, as well as the same level of security. Newcastle residents initially opposed Newcastle Place, going to BC Supreme Court to dispute the province's right to bypass zoning requirements to set up the facility. They were unsuccessful, however, the judge said the province was exercising paramountcy, as allowed under BC legislation. BC Housing committed to going through a rezoning and permitting process for any permanent facility on the site. At that time, a petition with about 500 names opposing the facility was submitted to the province and city. But as time has passed, the association has increasingly focused its efforts on seeing a new permanent development built on the property. BC Housing said the pandemic and delays at other projects played a role in slowing development plans for the property. Kuvitsa said BC Housing's internal problems could also be to blame. In 2022, concerns about management prompted the province to replace BC Housing's board. As far as the province's plans for Terminal Avenue, I can't even tell you how many people took over the file and then change hands again, so there hasn't been consistent communication. BC Housing is planning an open house prior to returning to the city with its latest plans, likely in April. Construction cannot begin until rezoning and development and building permit applications have been granted. The public open house will be held March 11 between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. in Lounge Room C, at Bebon Park Recreation Center, 2300 Bowen Road. Register at 250 Terminal Neighborhood Dialogues. Eventbrite.ca. Participants will be able to ask questions and learn more about the project. CJ Wilson at timescolonist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. letters@timescolonist.com.